So, actually, I want to be mamshech a little bit. We spoke about 2 weeks ago that the connection between this, that we find that Torah Tavlin, specifically by the Yitzhar Darius, that there's a zelu mazeh to the, that the Rambam says, Ein Avera. So what's the zelu hazeh exactly? That in leiv ponim in achochma is where there's machsheves arayis, and what we're trying to say is that it's not that there's a zaitig asgula, but rather that the same thing which is driving the person to the arayis, he can fill up with Torah and he's mekayim that chuka. So I wanted to go into that idea a little further, and especially b'frat binyan v'yoyma. I wanted to also focus on the words of the that it says that that they bring from the Zohar Kadosh that we said last time, from that the Tzaddik brings and others, that the reason why they weren't in the Anshe Knesset Agdol or not Mevatel the Yitzra Darayas is because people wouldn't be able to learn Torah. But his specific lesson is Itzach Yitzra La'olam K'mitchalim Del Mal Yitzra Chedvasa D'Shmaitza L'Lahavi. Says Chedvasa D'Shmaitza. So I wanted to understand that lesson as well. So there's a none of the yoma is that that we're in the Yemei Sfira, which is leading up to Shavuos Kabbalas HaTorah. So lashon of the Chinuch, well known. I want to focus on one nekuda. Is it's Yemei Hachana? It's Yemei Hachana for the Kabbalas HaTorah. But specifically, it says Nitztavino Luminos Machas Yom Tov Shel Pesach Ad Yom Nesinas HaTorah Laharoiz Benafshenu Hachifetz Hagadol El Hayoyim Anechbad Anichsaf Lelibenu Ke'eved Yishavtzel. So we're supposed to demonstrate a chefetz gadol, a chuka, a nichsaf lilibenu, that is a kisafen, is a very strong lashon of a cheshek, a chuka for something. And the idea is, by counting, we're demonstrating this chuka and this cheshek until to be mekabel the Torah. So you want to say it's Yimei Achana, so you want to say you work on your midas because Yimei in Torah, in Derechetz, in Torah, and you want to say you should work on your ability to be mekabel the Torah. But why, in order to mekabel Torah properly, it sounds like there's an Indian that we get to develop and show our cheshek for it. I mean, it would seem like that he's saying that the cheshkas haTorah is the avodas haSfira, and the reason we're counting is to demonstrate the cheshkas haTorah that we're nichsaf loyal ke eved yishavtzel. So what is that? V'yimne tomed masayava ha'es ha'nichsaf elav. So the whole mitzvah about this inyan, the whole mitzvah here, the Omer, is to point out that that it's not about the kinyani haTorah. It's about to show the kisafa in the chuka, the cheshek. Why is this such a significant part to the Sfiras Omer, to the Kabbalas haTorah? So then it says that there's a similar Gemara. The Gemara says that, and Brachas Daf Nun, the Gemara says that usually when you ask, you're supposed to ask politely, and not supposed to ask for a lot. So, Frak Dumar Ay says, Harchev Pichav Amaleu, which you're supposed to ask for a lot. Hahuba Divri Tariksiv. So, by Tari, you're supposed to ask for a lot. Zakdrashi, Lishol Kolta Avaisecha. You're supposed to want and ask, and the way you show that is by asking for all what you want in Torah, to demonstrate your Cheshkas HaTorah. The Shaila is, all here also, is because in Sfiras Omer it's interesting that we start right after the Yemei HaPesach, right after the first day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when we start showing this kisafin, this chuka for Torah. So why is it dafka after that first day that we left Mitzrayim? And here in this pasuk, Marsha points out it's also like that, because the pasuk says, "Anuchi Hashem Elokecha Hamotziacha Meretz Mitzrayim Harchepichav Amaleu." So, what is the Yitzia Mitzrayim affect the Marsha? If Hahuba de Reteriksin that says Harchepichav Amaleu, you're supposed to demonstrate your or ask for your tithes in Torah. What's the shaykhis between that and the beginning of the pasuk, "Anuchi Hashem Elokecha Hamotziacha Meretz Mitzrayim"? And so here, and in Sfiras Omer, you find both of these things. So the terence is that it's taka like that, it's taka true, that the kinyan of the Torah is only shaykh as much as a person has cheshkas haTorah. A person wants it. A person wants it, that's as much as Hashem is mashpia to him. the lashon here from Rav Tzadok and Reish Mem Ches says Ikar ha'adam hu acheshek shebelev. The cheshek is as much as that defines the person. And he goes on to say, he says that there's two dargas. There's the darga which is the baseline for everybody, and then there's the darga that only comes with the cheshek. So he says you find the adonim, for example, that was the same as ha'asher loyarbev adal loyamet. No matter who you are, you have to give it the same. Why? Because that's the base, the foundation of everything is the same. You have to be a yidre. But you want to actually bring the Asharas Ashchina, you want to do something, you want to create Ashchina, you want to create something, for that you need Cheshkas Alev. So for that, the Etzem Mishkan was Benidva Salev. It had to be the Cheshkas, it couldn't be that everyone could collect. You couldn't do it like that. If you do it that everyone was collecting, then Ashchina wouldn't come, because everyone's just doing it. Ashchina has to come from the Cheshkas Alev of the person. And he says the same thing, Tershu B'Ksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, you want it, you don't want it. Tershu B'Ksav is the Adonim, it's the foundation for everything else. Tersha Baal Peh is only as much as you have a cheshek for it. Only as much as a person has the cheshek, that's as much as a person can be a kikibo, the Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpia to him, the dargas in Torah, the havana in Torah. He said the same thing. He said, the man, ha'asha layar, everyone got the same, you got the man. But the time of the man, what it was able to, was dependent on the person's makshav, was dependent on the person. So the hashpa, Hashem gives what he gives, but how we are makabel it, how we are able to, it's all dependent on our cheshek. And to have any darga, a nyad in Torah, a person has to have that cheshek and the cheshkas ha-Torah. So, he says, Teich Dvarav over here, he says a lot of interesting, fascinating things over here, but Teich Dvarav over there, he says that, like he says, as lashon cheshek who kli kibul hashras hashchina b'kerav libay, and in order to be zoicha to target the Torah, he needs this. And then he writes over there, Teich Dvarav, he says that an eved cannot have his own cheshek, cannot want his own things because he's just waiting to hear what he's being told. He said the second that it was nischadish by Yitzias Mitzrayim is that we could define our own cheshek, what we wanted. And Evan cannot just want that. So Memela, the second we left Mitzrayim, now we're going to start wanting things. Because we're free, we're going to want something. So right away, what we have to do is, we have to take our ability to want and to desire and be and have cheshek for something, and it could go towards anything it's going to go towards. And right then, we have to show that our cheshek is for Torah. So we start right away by Sfiras HaOmer, the first day after we're free, and after we have an ability to have our own cheres of our own cheshek, our desire for something, and what do we demonstrate? Our cheshek from this minute and on is cheshkas ha-Torah. That's what we want for the Sfiras HaOmer. Memel, that's the pasuk also. Anu cheshem ha-kecha shartistichem ha-rech mitzrayim. At that point, ha-chepichav ha-malayu. That's when you have to develop that cheshek. And show that this is when, that's the connection. Now, if that's the case, so he says the taich is an unbelievable taich. Says this that it says call gadol chaver or yitzur gadol haymenu. So really, everyone has a gemara shver, and everyone says it's not shver, but it's ma'aseh shver. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Call gadol chaver yitzur gadol haymenu. See, Imam, she says it's this vart that we said. He says that the pshat is because yetzer means the cheshek of the person. The koyach of the person to go towards something, to drive, to be driven towards something. So he said, the second that a person develops that midah, so his yetzer ha-toiv and his yetzer ha-ra both grow at the same time, because now he's taka somebody that's going towards something. Right away, if he's taka a tzaddik, that his yetzer ha-toiv got him to there, so his whole yetzer got bigger. His whole yetzer, his whole desire for something outside himself, it got bigger. So automatically, it's Godel Mechaver. That's how he teaches. It's the same, that same idea. Now, so the just to be ma'amik more into what we were saying last time, that means there's a koyach of a cheshek in a person. And now, the cheshek is either cheshkas ha-Torah, or it's the cheshek for arayas, for ra. Now, it makes a lot of sense, because what's unique about the isra of arayas is it's all about the cheshek. Like the Gemara says, that amar ivoy saveya, masbiyoy roiv. So, by other times, it's not like that. once a person is fully taka, the Gemara says in other places that food makes a person most once he eats too much of it. But over here, it's not like that. Why? Because it's never about the physical desire for it. It's the cheshek. It's the cheshek. The cheshek only gets bigger once he's masbioi. So the cheshek for it gets bigger. Memela, he wants more. But it's not the physical wanting it, because that yitaka could get full from. So the machala, food, and other things, okay, so once you have it, and it's done. In this Indian, it's all about the cheshek of it. The cheshek for it is, and memela, when a person has the cheshkas ha-toira, he's taking that koyach of the cheshek and putting it towards the Torah. The whole avera of arayis in kishrei el das is all from the das. It's all from the cheshek of it. It doesn't come by itself. Mashenki and other things, the person hungry, they eat or whatever. So the entire thing is from the cheshek of it. And by Torah is also like that. By Torah, the more the person learns, the more they want to learn. The less they learn, the less they want to learn. Because it's the cheshek of the person. It develops in themselves a cheshek to want more. And memela has that same inyan as it has in Arias. Now, to take it a step further, this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says, Mizima tishmar alecha, tivuna titzrena. The Torah is tishmar alecha, and tivuna is titzrena. So the Gemara wants to know, why are we using this lashon mizima? Mizima tishmar alecha, like we're describing Torah as mizima. As a shak batario, why is Torah called mizima? So the Gemara's laskan is hachikamer. Midvar zima tishmar alecha Torah tin tzrena. So the reason why we're describing Torah this way is because Torah protects the person mizima. Okay, so it doesn't say me'arayas tishmar alecha mizima. So Torah protects the person mizima. That's what it says. Now, why is Arayas called Zima? What's the bechin of Zima in Arayas? What is that? So that's the Gemara Nadarm. The Gemara Nadarm says, "My Zima." Why is Torah called Zima? Why is Arayas called Zima? Amuloi zu mahi. The Rashi and the Ran say one pshat, but the Pashat Pshat in Chazal is zu mahi. Is that the whole thing comes from zu mahi, which is looking over there to see what is it? It's the desire to want it. Like I saw someone make a diak in that normally you would say maze, not zema. Maze is like, there's talk of something there, I want to know what it is. Zema is, it's there. Once there, what is it? In other words, it starts off with the bringing it in from the outside. It's the cheshek to want it, and then he's curious, what is it? So the zema shaboy is the zumahi, is the cheshek for it. And that's where Torah is mizima tishmar alecha. It's showing the person from the zumai. He's not curious about that. He's curious about Torah, like the Gemara says. What lama nishul yisrael ledagim, that just like dagim, even though they have a lot of mind, they want more. So the cheshek to want more. That's where Torah is the protection. For in that nikud itself is where the Torah is the protection from the rice in the zumai in the zima shaboy. That the person isn't looking for. Well, what's over there in the right? No, he's looking for what's more in the Torah, and that's why there's such a big dogish on the Simchas HaTorah and the Cheshkas HaTorah, the Vaharivna, because that means the person is developing himself a Cheshek in the Torah. And the Cheshek in the Torah is what takes away the Cheshek for other things. So usually we understand this whole idea is okay, if a person is busy with Torah, there's Kedushas HaTorah and everything, which is it's an overall true. But it's a tiefer thing that a person taking the very same zumai, the zima shabai, the inyan that's dragging them and to other things, and channeling it and say, no, I'm curious about Torah. What interests me is Torah, and that cheshkas Torah is memela takes away the cheshek for other things. So memela, I think that was the diktuk and the lashon of the Zohar when he says that if they would take away the Yitzhar Darayis, you would lose the Chedvas of the Shmaitza. The point is, it would lose the Simchas HaTorah, the whole Cheshek, because if a person doesn't have the Cheshek, so then they can't appreciate it, they can't enjoy it. So the Yitzhar Darayis is where a person has the drive, is the Cheshek. If we mevatel the mid of Cheshek, so the Yitzhar Shaboy, so Yitzhar Gadol Mimenu, but then he doesn't have the Yitzhar Harab, he doesn't have the Yitzhar HaToyv, he doesn't have that Cheshek. The chedus of the shmaitza. To have the chedus of the shmaitza comes from a cheshek in a person, that desire, and the more that a person creates that, the more that a person, first of all, gets steers it away from other things, And that itself is the kli kibul that when a person has that cheshek, Kodesh Baruch Hu must be on them entire. Mamela taka the voidus asvira, like the chinuch says, is to become a kli kibul for the Torah. So a person could learn the kinyan Torah, many other things. But the ikra he says is to develop the cheshkas haTorah that the person wants it, and in their life, that's taka the voidus hazman, because that's the way the person becomes a kli kibul to be able to be zoicha to Torah. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should use the upcoming time to develop that more and be zoicha to the Kabbalah Torah in the upcoming weeks.